Thank you for downloading The Last Show Podcast. I am the host, Courtney Shan Williams. On The Last Show, I talked about something. But on this show, I end up talking about the Grammy Award nominations that came out today, why Kendrick Lamar shouldn't be nominated for Album of the Year, why you shouldn't ask for Dr. Dre to make more albums, and I also talk about the show I produce, Stand Up Style Comedy Showcase, which went down last night, and I close the show talking about Kobe and LeBron James. Thank you for listening to The Last Show. It's called The Last Show because this may be it. I'm all right.
All's my life I has to fight. All's my life I hard times like yeah, bad trips like yeah. Nazareth, I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up, but if God got us, then we gon' be
all. Welcome to The Last Show Podcast. It's called The Last Show because this may be it, and we gon' be all right. Thank you. That's Kendrick Lamar in the background. The reason Kendrick Lamar is in the background is because the Grammy Award nominations came out this morning, today. I don't know if it was today or last night. Let me just backtrack through whatever morning I've been so far. This is Monday. I don't know when this podcast is going to run, but currently it is Monday. I was going to go to the gym, but I'm in Seattle, and there's a rain. Not a driving rain, but enough rain to where, like, if I run a mile to the gym, I'm going to be soaking wet and cold by the time I get there, which means I'm going to have to defrost in the locker room amongst old men that are naked. Like, old men are still doing that. I thought that'd be out of style by now, because old men were doing that, like, when I was at the YMCA, when I was, like, 10 years old, just walking around naked. Apparently, that's an old man thing, just walking around naked, not even walking. Just sitting next to me on a bench with your resting there. You know what the resting there are. Just right there on the bench. Skin, flesh to wood. Flesh and the benches at the gym. The wood isn't even, it doesn't even have a finish on it. I mean, it doesn't have like a nice shiny wax. Your flesh is against tree bark right now, and you're acting like it's no big deal. So I would have to sit there next to a dude fleshed out on the bench while I try to defrost if I were to jog to the gym. So I wouldn't even plan on doing the podcast today, because normally I do it on Tuesdays, and I was going to do it tomorrow. But instead, I'm like, hey, let's fire up the podcast. We can kill two birds with one stone. This is not really, well, I guess it's really one bird with one stone because I'm not doing two things. Unless I don't go to the gym. Like, unless instead of going to the gym, I decided to talk amongst myself inside my bedroom via microphone. I'm not killing any birds. All birds were not damaged in the recording of this project. However, I digress. So, because I didn't want to jog a mile in the rain and go to the gym, I was like, let's fire up the podcast, which brought me to the internet because I didn't plan on doing a show today. And lo and behold, the news fairy came and the Grammy Award nominations came out today, which is why the show opened with Kendrick Lamar. Are we all caught up? Let's proceed. For you guys that don't know, my favorite award show is the Grammys. Love the Grammys. Like, really like music. I wish I knew a little bit more maybe about the history of music, but, you know, I don't really have time to delve into the history. Like, you know, I'm not going to research Buddy and the Hollies. Is it Buddy and the Hollies? Something in the Hollies or the Beach Boys or anything like that. I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was dope. It's fantastic. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it had everything there, man. It had a pair of Michael Jackson shoes, which I think is cool because my cousin was like, oh, man, I want those Michael Jackson shoes. And I said, why? He said, I want to put them on. I never thought of that. You know, get a pair of shoes just to put them on. I mean, who knew? So it has a lot of things up in the museum. And so I've been there, and I really like music. Love the Grammys. The Grammys is my favorite show because the music is already built into the show. It's not like, you know, the Academy Awards where they have some music and the music matches the movies and you never really know. And the Academy Awards, you know, musical performance aren't as good. The Grammys, though, It's great. The music is built in. And if there's a good year of music, that means the show will be incredible. I still remember, I think it's, I say I still remember, and then I follow that by saying, I think it was, that means I don't remember. But I think it was the year of like Swagger Like Us, and it was the year of that MIA song, All I Wanna Do Is Boom, 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 that thing. That was a great award show year. It was great. And the, I guess it was 2002, maybe. '03 or '04, when Outkast won Album of the Year. Still, like, probably my greatest moment watching the Grammys, in case y'all wanted to know my greatest moments. I remember going crazy. I remember watching with my dad, and Outkast had just performed. I think they had just performed either, I think, Hey Ya. So they were like in the back, and then they do the whole thing, and now the award goes to, and then Outkast won, and like I start going crazy. And then I remember my dad saying, who are these people? So that was great. So I love the Grammy Awards. I always think about how Kanye West got robbed. Every time Kanye West just robbed for Album of the Year, which is a great prelude into what I want to talk. I remember one year he got robbed by Ray Charles. And Ray Charles had just passed away. Like, Ray Charles wasn't even there. It was like the songbook of Ray Charles. And the movie Ray had just came out. It was the whole thing. And it's got robbed. I think that was the Late Registration album. It's horrible. Then one year he got robbed by Herbie Hancock. Oh, Herbie Hancock. And come to find out, Herbie Hancock, he's a beast. But Herbie Hancock? I'm like, oh my gosh. Herbie Hancock. Who knew? Like, they're inventing people to rob him. For Album of the Year. So, love Album of the Year. Great. Love it. So, anyways, the award nominations came out today. And, you know, full disclaimer, and that's why I opened the show with Kendrick Lamar. I like Kendrick Lamar. I think he's very good. I thought he had a chance to be in, and maybe probably still does, the best rapper of this generation, decade, whatever you want to call it. But the obsession with Kendrick Lamar is just enough. That album, To Pimp a Butterfly, I've said it on the podcast before. You can look it up. Maybe I can actually get the episode, but you can look it up. I said it on the podcast. I said, it's not good. And by not good, I mean bad. And not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning bad. It's not good. To Pimp a Butterfly is not a good album. All Right, which I played at the beginning of the podcast, it's a solid song. That song, I, is eh. And then they got some other songs that's eh, but it's not that good. However, it's nominated for Album of the Year. You know, it's, and I think maybe, and I think they actually think it's a good album. And I say they, meaning whoever's on this mythical Grammy Awards panel that I'm railing against right now. I think they actually think it's a good album. And I'm not sure if they even listen to the album or they just co-sign. Oh, that's Kendrick Lamar. Oh, he's hot. Oh, remember that Control freestyle? Oh, nominate him for Album of the Year. Like, I think, or maybe they needed a rap album to nominate. And they just, like, it's just not good. Kind of like last year when, like, inexplicably, Sarah Bareilles was nominated for Album of the Year. Sarah Bareilles was nominated for Album of the Year. Like, even she was shocked. Like, and I think Sarah Bareilles, it was Album of the Year, but she was nominated for nothing else. You can't have the Album of the Year and not have anything good on the album, you know? That's like them nominating me for Comedian of the Year, but I never do stand-up. Like, you know, like, hey, Comedian of the Year. How about we nominate Bob Newhart? Bob Newhart ain't did a new joke in 15 years. Album of the Year. It's ridiculous. You know? It's not Album of the Year. Best stand-up of the year, Eddie Murphy. What? Eddie Murphy, he don't do stand-up. So, Kendrick Lamar thing is out of control. And on top of that, he has 11 nominations. It, like, I guess he leads it with Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, you know, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I think I've listened to the newest albums she had, but Taylor Swift, he got that fire. I mean, Taylor Swift got that fire. You know what I mean? Holla at your boy if you want that Oscar Mayer. What? Taylor Swift, she got that fire, man. She has real talent. I love to expose and sniff people out for not having talent. Yeah, I still don't believe Lady Gaga got talent. And Nicki Minaj, I sniff that no talent out. Yeah, if you got no talent, I will let you know you got no talent. Them weird guys that sung that that song, someone that you used to know didn't mean to cut me. Those people, no talent. And I sniffed that one out 5 seconds into that lullaby. Get out of here. Back to your block. No talent. So Taylor Swift, she got that fire, dude. She all about that talent, you know. So it's good. But Kendrick Lamar should not be in that conversation. Kendrick Lamar is not on the level of Taylor Swift, which I guess is not saying much. I mean, there's not many people selling out football stadiums, which Taylor Swift does regularly. I mean, at this point, Taylor Swift is probably the biggest rock star in America. Right? It has to be. You know, even bigger than Kanye West in a weird way. Well, Kanye West is definitely more of a trendsetter. But, you know, I mean, she's up there. I mean, to sell out a football stadium just as a single artist, I mean, that's rough. I mean, Jay-Z is not doing that. I mean, you know, maybe in New York or wherever, but, you know, Taylor Swift was in Seattle selling out a football stadium. I mean, Jay-Z's not doing that, you know? Like, I went to see him at Key Arena. That's like 20-ish, 30-ish. And it was a little patchy. So, I mean, Taylor Swift, she got that fire, man. So, I got no problem with that. But this Kendrick Lamar thing, it has to stop. It just has to stop. I mean, love him. Love you, Kendrick, if you listen to the show. But the last album, it wasn't good enough to be nominated for Album of the Year. And that's really my only beef. However, it was a great piece of art. It reminded me almost of a novel or like some bigger book piece. And maybe that's what the panel that I'm railing against, you know, is thinking. And if that's what they're thinking, then they're correct in nominating him for Album of the Year. But as a musical composition, it's not great. It's just not great. It's not great. And then, because he has 11 nominations, I start going down the list. Kendrick Lamar is nominated for Rap Album of the Year. With, funny enough, J. Cole. J. Cole had a much better album than he had as a rapper. So, if you wanted to do Album of the Year with J. Cole, I'd still think, that's not... I don't know if it was Album of the Year, but it's definitely doper than the Kendrick album. So he should win the rap album category. Now, he won't, because Kendrick Lamar and Dr. Dre, inexplicably, are in that category. So J. Cole probably has no chance, but he should. It's a better album. And by the way, why are we talking about it? I said it before. That Dr. Dre album, it's not good. It's bad. And now I bet everybody listening to the show is like, does he think anything is good? Like, does he just rail against these straw men? Is that the podcast? No. Normally the podcast is fun. It's cheerful. It's me having fun, making jokes, shooting dice. Shooting dice? What? You know what I wanted to shoot. But my mom listens to the show, so I don't curse. So, that was that. I'm still going to watch the show. Even though this show is going to be bad because it wasn't that many good albums. And that's another thing. It wasn't much to pick from, so maybe that's why they gave him the nomination. Like Ed Sheeran, you know, I guess if that's what you're into. Ed Sheeran, I mean, that's cool, but, you know, he's all right, but he's not real. So that was that, you know. Thought I'd open the show with that just because it had irritated me. I want to make sure I get this in, but last night was Stand Up Style Comedy Showcase, which is the comedy show I produce in Seattle, Washington. It's a monthly show because I don't perform that much in Seattle anymore because, you know, I got other things to do. And it just when I'm at home in Seattle, I like to be at my physical house, home. I don't want to really be going out like that. So I started a show that I produce, and this was the last show of the year, and it was packed. Basically sold out. Probably could have got 2-3 more people in there, but basically comfortably sold out. Like one time there was like 85 people in there and the room only fits like 60. That was uncomfortable. And it was July, so it was hot. People are sweating. Somebody farted. It It was a horrific night. Horrific. But the show must go on, baby. They all paid full price, so I brought it to them. But it was a great show. It was a great show. It was a great turnout. Thanks to everyone that comes out to the shows monthly, or if it was your first time or whatnot, thank you. For you guys that haven't came out to the show, what you out here doing? You got to come check out the show. The next one is Valentine's Day, so you got a ways to prepare. In the meantime, though, I will be headlining at Laughs Comedy Spot in Kirkland the 17th through the 19th of December, so that's next week. And if you listen to the podcast or you go to my monthly show or you're on my email list or you listen to my voice right now, you can get into the show for free. Free 99. It's my little Christmas gift to all the people that come out and support me. Just send me an email, shoot me a Facebook, a DM, you know, however you're communicating. Just don't do it through MySpace. I don't check that. I don't even know if I still have a MySpace account. I haven't logged in. MySpace don't even send me emails no more. Like at one point in time, you know, if you don't log in, they'll send you an email. Like Facebook, they'll send me emails like if I don't log in for a day. Like, hey, Courtney, what happened? I think they're just checking on me. Are there any signs of life? What are you doing, Facebook? Yeah, I'm here. I just had better things to do. It's like, oh, okay. Well, you got like 15 friend requests and they're all porn stars. What do you want to do? Reject. So, if you listen to this, man, just hit me with a DM, Facebook message, post on my page, do something. If you want free tickets, it's as many as you want. I talked to the owner of Laughs and he said, hey, man, you know, all your people can get in. Your people are my people. And I said, are you going to pay me the same amount? They're like, yeah. I was like, okay, let them in. So look forward to seeing you guys at the show if you want to see it. And thank you for supporting my comedy show every month. That's that. All right. Wanted to make sure I got that in and so I didn't forget, get off on some weird diatribe. So the big news this week is, you know, in sports is, you know, players, legends retiring, body breaking down, whatnot. So, yeah, Tiger Woods, he needs another bacchiotomy. Tiger Woods says he's not going to have any more surgeries, which lets you know, like, it's over for him. Of course, Peyton Manning, he's been benched, and the team's winning without him. So that's not good. Well, he hasn't been benched. I guess he's injured. Therefore, he's on the bench. His butt, his flesh is on an unkempt bench. The same way that dude's flesh at the gym is on an unkempt bench right now. That's where he is. So he's on the bench. And the big one is Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant, probably one of the biggest superstars. Not probably. One of the biggest superstars of this era. Definitely one of the biggest superstars in the history of the NBA. Probably a top 10 player all time. You can definitely argue that. Definitely top 15, but you can argue that he's top 10 and he's retiring and he's bad and he's not good. Like, he's shooting 4 for 15, and I'm wondering, why is he taking 15 shots? Like, once you have the 4, enough with the 15. You know, that's like somebody saying, I did comedy for 15 minutes, only four jokes worked. Those four jokes were the first four jokes I said. Like, that's not good. Get off the stage. It might be time for you to retire. He was good in his time. So yeah, man. Kobe Bryant's retired. Now, you know what the funny thing about the Kobe Bryant retired? Now he's doing, like, the stadium tour where you go to all these places for the last time, and then they give you a rocking chair. Or, you know, they give him a bet. Like, he's going to play Toronto tonight, and I'm interested in what they're going to do because Toronto was the team that he put 81 points on. 81 points. Now, all the teams have been giving him gifts when they come to his town. You know, it's his last time because he plays for the Lakers. For everybody that know, Kobe Bryant plays for the LA Lakers. And so when you go to a city like Toronto, you only go to Toronto once a year. So they know this is his last time. So everybody is giving him gifts. So he came to Washington and they did something for him. He went to Philadelphia and they gave him like a plaque. But Toronto is a team that he scored 81 points on them, which is like the most scored since like Wilt Chamberlain. And Wilt Chamberlain used to score like 100 points a game, but he was 7-1. It was like 1932. So he was just playing against Lilliputians. It's like Rick Pitino said, the coach for Louisville. Rick Pitino. He beat a team by like 50 points. And after the game, they asked him, hey, you know, what happened? He was like, you know, I tried not to score that many points. He was like, I was playing three white guys and an Egyptian. So that's who Wilt Chamberlain was playing against, three white guys and an Egyptian. So, yeah, the Kobe thing is crazy, man. The retirement, it's really taken off, and everybody wants to talk about it. I seen something on the thing that said, what can LeBron learn from Kobe? And the LeBron topic is weird. And I'm a Cavaliers fan, Cleveland fan. So LeBron happens to play for the Cavaliers. So obviously I watch a lot of the games. And the idea that LeBron or Kobe is going to deposit like this wisdom on LeBron, like enough. Enough with the deifying of Kobe Bryant. He's a good player. But he stinks. What is Kobe going to teach LeBron? How to go 3 for 80? Like nothing. Nothing. Unless it's some of these intangible qualities you people believe in. And by you people, I'm not talking about you people. I'm talking about the people. Not you listening, but you. You other guy. You know? You believe in this mythical quality. It's like I was watching the Seahawks play yesterday. And I was in the break room at a job that will not be mentioned. And someone said, oh, Teddy Bridgewater. Oh, he reminds me of Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, though, he just has something special. Yeah. A defense that was Hall of Fame level when they won the Super. That's the something special he has. You know what Russell Wilson has? The same thing that Cam Newton has. Cam Newton hasn't won anything because the team's not good enough. That team was great. So, stop. So, if you believe that he can impart something special to LeBron, I guess. But the idea that LeBron's going to learn this thing from Kobe when Kobe, at this point in his career, I don't think so. Maybe he can learn how not to do it, you know? Maybe he can learn how to, take a step. Maybe he can learn how to retire early. Like if Kobe said, hey, retire when you're 32, people will think you're like, be like Barry Sanders. It'd be like this mythical, oh, he could have played 10 more years. Like, people would have said that about Kobe. If he would have retired 3 years ago, people would have been like, oh, he had another 2 years in him. But now we've seen those 2 years, and we're like, he has no more years left in him. You know, it's kind of like the Dr. Dre album, when everybody was like, oh, what happened to the detox? And people have been begging for Dr. Dre to make an album since Chronic 2001. That's over a decade, people begging for Dr. Dre. Oh, make it out. Then he made the album, and it's some basura. And now you're like, eesh, he's done. Yeah, he's done. He was done. Yes. He was done when Straight Outta Compton came out. Everything else was gravy for Dre as a rapper. He's done. So enough. And it always seems like, though, it digresses to that. You know, LeBron, Kobe, LeBron. LeBron's never been the superstar people wanted. Kobe's the superstar people wanted. Because he reminded them of Michael Jordan. Oh, the closest thing to Michael is Kobe, which I don't agree with. Kobe ain't Michael. Mike is much better than Kobe. But LeBron has always been a better player than Kobe Bryant. He is right now, and he always will be. It's Kobe Bryant, the great Kobe Bryant, only one MVP. One. LeBron has four, and his career is not even over yet. Michael Jordan had six. Michael Jordan had six championships. Kobe has five, which is close. But when you consider he has five, and the first three were with Shaquille O'Neal. And Shaquille O'Neal was finals MVP of all three of those championships. That means he was the best player on the team. So you're the second best player on the team that won three championships. Then you won two after that and only one MVP. What can LeBron learn from Kobe? LeBron's been to the finals five times. Five. Always been the best player on the team and been the best player in the league while Kobe Bryant was in the league at the same daggone time. It's enough. And that's the thing, though. LeBron's never been the superstar people wanted him to be. People don't want the selfless superstar. You want to think you want the selfless, but you don't want the selfless superstar. You know? You don't want that. You want the bad guy. You want the bad guy. You know? It's like Scarface. I guess I'm the bad guy, huh? So say goodnight to the bad guy. You want that. You want, you know, Kobe Bryant. You want that guy that you think, oh, he's gritty, he's tough, people don't like. You want him. You want that guy. People didn't like Michael Jordan until he started winning. All of a sudden, everybody liked him. You want that. You want Muhammad Ali. You want a bad guy. You want Floyd Mayweather. You want Ronda Rousey. That's what you want. You want to think you like, oh, the nice guy. Who is LeBron? LeBron is the nice guy. Giving away bicycles to kids, getting scholarships for kids that no one would ever get scholarships for, you know, raising money, foundation, doing outreach. Comes LeBron leaves Miami to come back to Akron. Why? Because he felt like his city needed that. Leaves Miami to go to Akron. Kobe Bryant ain't leaving LA to go back to Philadelphia. Kobe Bryant ain't leaving LA to go to Baltimore. Kobe Bryant ain't leaving LA to go to Chicago, the South. Ain't nobody doing that. LeBron's doing that. That's the superstar you want, right? No, you don't. You want a scumbag. Somebody dating a Kardashian or something like that. That's what you want. What can LeBron learn from Kobe? At this point, nothing. That's it. That's the show for this week. Hopefully it stops raining and I can get out to the gym. But, like, I don't like running to the gym after, like, 10 o'clock. Like, I shut it down at, like, 11 a.m. Like, that's it. And I start coasting. I play video games. I watch TV. Like, day's over at 11. So, we got about 30 more minutes to stop raining. But that's that. Let's wrap up the show. Thank you, you, and you for listening to the Last Show podcast. I appreciate appreciate you listening. This weekend, I'm doing nothing comedically, but you can still check out my website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com, for any upcoming shows. I've updated my, I updated where I'll be performing all the way through, I think, like February. As of now, that's what it looks like. I've updated the entire thing. So you can check out my schedule there. Check out the shows. There was something else I was supposed to know. I don't know. I don't even remember. But yeah, you can check out my schedule. The podcast. I've almost uploaded the entire list backlog of podcasts up until the first podcast I did. Like, they're almost all done. Maybe that's what I'll do now that I'm not going to the gym, and then I'll go to the gym tomorrow. But you can check those out soon. That's also going to be on the website, CourtneyShaneWilliams.com. And follow me on Twitter, at Courtney Shane. Check me out on Instagram, at Courtney Shane. I took a really cool picture of the show last night, which is up right now, and hit me up on Facebook. If you want any information or you want to email the show, you can email the show at contactcomediapros@gmail.com.
Poems is not the way you're going to get your woman back. What you need to do now is go to the next level if you want Justine back.
What's that?
Begging.
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Toodaloo.